Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Thursday in New York. Former tabloid publisher David Pecker's testimony and cross-examination was expected to resume. It'll be his third day on the stand. In prior testimony, Pecker's told jurors stories about how he would help Trump by paying for rights to own negative stories about him and killing the stories during Trump's 2016 campaign for president. The former president's case heading to the high court. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump's legal team argues he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office, and Trump is seeking to dismiss the federal indictment.
The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law. TikTok announces plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban down the road. President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance does not sell it.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
CEO Shou Chu in a video posted on TikTok. The social media company has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
TikTok is reacting after President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning the social media platform if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. USA's John Schaefer has the reaction.
TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
In a video posted on TikTok, CEO Shou Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. TikTok has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide.
The national average price for a gallon of gas remains unchanged. According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular gas still stands at $3.66 across the country. It's consistent with last week's price, but it's 13 cents higher than it was 1 month ago. A new report can help determine if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. Nationally, the middle class salary range is roughly $50,000 to $150,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Glad you could drop in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking with Daniel Street in just a moment. Daniel is the president, I should say, the attorney and author at Daniel R. Street's Fake News Exposed, and he joins us now to talk about the latest on Donald Trump's, questionable trial, but regardless, it's costing him time and money. And dare I say, it's doing a lot of damage to the body politic and wondering what the heck is going on with our country. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So help me understand, help us understand, Daniel. America is being brain bruised over this clear attack on, and may I say, unprecedented attack on a former president.
No, I agree. I have to tell you, this Manhattan DA's prosecution is, in my view, as I've been saying now for over a year, or right at a year, that it's an abomination. And, you know, the reality is, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but ordinarily in an indictment, the law requires, the Constitution requires that the defendant know what he or she's been charged with doing wrong.
Exactly.
And we didn't find out what the underlying crime was until the government's opening statement. All right, this is unprecedented. This is a deficient, defective indictment in about a dozen different ways, and that is chief among them. And how this is allowed to go forward is just unconscionable.
Just even on the basis, and I'm not an attorney, you are, so you know better, but in terms of exculpatory evidence, right? I mean, each side has to show their hand, don't they?
Well, to a point. I mean, the government has an obligation to share exculpatory evidence. That's based on the United States Supreme Court case called Brady versus Alabama. So we refer to that as Brady material. And but really, this is a due process issue. That's the due process clause and the due process rights provided by the United States Constitution require the government to put people on notice of what the government claims a criminal act was so that a defendant can intelligently defend a case.
Right.
And that just flat out wasn't done here, in my opinion. Well, it's not even my opinion. I mean, it's everybody's opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, but that wasn't the point. You see, the point isn't, you know, about the point is obstruction. You want to obstruct a presidential campaign, and you're interfering with a presidential campaign, right? I mean, because on its merit, on its face, I mean, legal scholars all are scratching their head and going, wait a minute, what's going on here? I mean, first of all, you have the federal government that looked into this deal, and as pretty much tradition goes, hush payments happen, NDAs happen, non-disclosures happen, happens all the time. It's happening right this second. And so, no big whoop. But because it's Donald Trump, because he's running for president of the United States, I mean, that's the obvious reason here. And this interference, and all you can do is hope that it does not pay dividends, that it ends up just wrecking, you know, anybody associated with this, particularly the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, because, you know, clearly the president of the White House right now is doing everything he can to undermine Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, whoever's pulling the strings in the White House, because I'm not convinced that the current occupant has the mental horsepower to do it. But there's no doubt that the purpose behind all of this has been, look, the Democrats hoped all of this would make Donald Trump unelectable. That's really what this is about. Right. It hasn't panned out that way. And part of the reason for that, in my view, is because so much of it is such blatant garbage. Mm. It's blatant garbage. There's nothing illegal. Let me say this again. There's absolutely nothing illegal about a candidate buying a story or anyone else buying a story for a candidate in order to bury the story. You have a First Amendment right to do that. So there's nothing criminal about it. It happens all the time. And the only thing they've done in this particular case is weaponize the law because they have a judge that won't enforce it. And it's just that simple.
You know, Daniel, they've done this from time to time. I mean, you know, Oppo Research and the, you know, the war of politics being what it is. You know, and in most cases, politicians have tried to stay away from it, you know, for whatever reason. I think that some people, you know, conjecture that there's so much immorality in D.C. that it's like once you decide to burn that building down, you know, it's the old saying, you shouldn't throw stones in glass houses, right? And because there's plenty to go around there. And so some of it's just kind of you just stay away from it. You know, why if a guy wants to, you know, run for an office, there's no need to go and basically attack his family. I mean, the kind of issues that this must be causing in the Trump household, you know, it's just got to be, unless, you know, he and Melania have some sort of agreement. I don't know, but it's none of my business. I don't care to make it my business. That's their marriage. But to drag, you know, their marriage, their family, you know, what is their family? I mean, you know, seem to be, you know, pretty nice kids, you know, and what they've done and how they've contributed, and you know, here you got a former president who serves the country, didn't take one paycheck, worked for free, did all these great things for the country, and our way of saying thank you very much is let's drag him through the courts and indict him with 91, you know, spurious indictments that, as you say, you know, most attorneys would agree, unless you're so ideologically fixed, would agree that this is pretty much of a kangaroo type of operation here.
Yeah, and you know, I think what people need to realize is this is not your grandparents' Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, ran for office not only on a Get Trump plan platform, but she went around the state of New York calling the National Rifle Association a terrorist group, said she was going to get their charter revoked, and she tried to do that. In fact, she used the same statute or some of the same statutes that she used against the Trump organization. She was unsuccessful, but that's what you're dealing with. We got the state of Virginia, which the legislature has a one-vote majority in each house. The Democrats have a one-vote majority in each state house in Virginia, and they pass a bill to strip the tax-exempt status of the United Daughters of the Confederates. I mean, these are people that you can't disagree with anymore.
Yes, right, you know? Exactly.
And what has to happen, the only way it changes, is when independents turn against them in such massive numbers they can't cheat their way to win. And that's when it'll change.
Are we getting close to that, Daniel? I mean, you see the sentiment. Yeah, I mean, forget, you know, the Palestinian outrage at universities, right? Set that aside. I think people are just fed up with, you know, cost of living, high gas prices, the idea that we've been, you know, we keep tripping over, we keep going back to that same spot, and this is what happens when somebody lies, is that it's never settled. And we keep getting back to that same spot of, you know, did we really have a free and fair election? They tell us we did. But more and more, you know, the evidence keeps coming out. It just won't go away. And this is problematic, you know, for those that lie, is it not?
Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, and I do believe...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Daniel Strink. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for four lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You know, the question remains, can Trump get a fair trial in New York? I don't think that's really the point here. We're talking with Daniel Street. He's an attorney and author at Daniel R. Street's Fake News Exposed. Daniel, I think it's clear that it's not about a fair trial. I mean, like everything the Democrats have been doing, it's obstruction, it's resistance. You know, Joe Biden continues to shred the Constitution And by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, I mean, all the damage has been done. I mean, we're years down the road suffering, whether it is with Bidenflation, whether it is with open borders, whether it is with the, you know, tuition forgiveness program, which the Supreme Court has already said. But, you know, hey, look, that doesn't stop Joe Biden. You know, what the heck is going on here? I mean, for you as a legal individual and having pride in your profession, this has to just be, you know, brain bruising for you.
It is. But a lot of what has gone on would be impossible. You know, the damage done to the credibility of the practice of law and the judiciary in this country by really just lawfare. It will take 30 years to repair, and that's if everybody turned around and started doing the right thing right now. If you look at, for instance, you're talking about a fair trial. President Trump's not getting a fair trial in Manhattan. If you look at the questionnaire that the judge released a couple of weeks before the trial, there's all these questions that the judge was going to go over with all the prospective jurors. And if you read that, question after question after question was designed to ferret out whether someone liked President Trump. There were all kinds of questions about whether they had liked anything, or they followed him on social media, if they liked anything he posted, all these things. Not one question as to whether they had heard Michael Cohen's misinformation and lies spread all over the media. Not one question about whether or not they had heard any of the blatantly, in my opinion, unethical press conferences or media appearances by Alvin Bragg and his office. You know, the district attorney has a constitutional obligation to protect the fair trial rights of the accused. And this guy went around making all kinds of false statements, prejudicing the jury, and the judge in his questionnaire didn't even ask about any of that. So it's been orchestrated to get a conviction. But here's the problem they've got. And the reason this case wasn't the one that was pushed hard initially is because independents don't care about it. And so there's been a lot of public opinion polling on it. If you follow Richard Barris, the People's Pundit, you know, he's polled about it extensively. Independents don't care. Independents think this is unfair for the most part. They think it's cooked up and it's not going to move the needle. And the reality is independents elect the president.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, though, you know, Daniel, I guess what gets frustrating for me is that it shouldn't be bifurcated. I mean, this should be a universal issue, because when you talk about liberty and you talk about justice, it's justice for all. But, you know, we've gotten so mean-spirited. And we're all cocooned in our individual silos that, Here it is. I mean, the very principles that we think we're fighting for are the very ones that we're obliterating because of, you know, the mean spirit aspect and the, you know, the bias that's taking place. You know, whether we're talking about what's going on with Israel, whether we're talking about what's happening in the border. I mean, you have these opposing forces that unless you know what it is, what is the standard, what are we trying to do here at the end of the day? This is why Lady Justice, you know, has a blindfold, right? So that there can be some objectivity. I mean, it's like, you know, sitting there going, okay, I'm going to go pay a bunch of money to go watch a Super Bowl game and know that the officials are already prejudiced and that a certain team is not going to get an objective ruling on the field, that it's going to be a constant violation of fair play. I mean, this is the American way of life, and we have let go of that tradition for the sake of, you know, this political environment, this stupid political, like you say, that's going to take us a generation plus to get on the other side of this. It's just like we decided one day, we woke up and said, you know what, we're going to defy, we don't believe in gravity. We think gravity's stupid, you know, so we don't believe in it anymore. So we're all going to defy gravity until, I guess, people get tired of getting bruised and, you know, getting their bones broken. Right?
Yeah, well, I think that this is the irony. I believe this is going to have to get, we'll have to get a lot worse before it gets better. And the reason for that is, If you saw yesterday, there was a secret grand jury proceeding going on in Arizona, and they issued indictments against alternate electors and the Republicans. The Electoral Count Act of 1870 provided for alternate slates of electors and for Congress to deal with that. And then the Republicans put alternate slates together in 2020, and Democrats in every one of those states indict people. So, because I can tell you, it's not going to stop until it happens to the Democrats, and they get a dose of it, and they cry uncle. They're not going to stop. They've gotten a taste of it. Because you can see, none of this has really benefited them politically, but they still won't quit.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, and that's just the reality. I'd like to say that it would be something different, but I don't see. I mean, they can lose and lose and lose, and they've gotten, they've realized that they can weaponize these offices. And I just don't see how it stops unless other offices are weaponized against them.
Well, what's left? What's left to weaponize? They've got control of all the levers right now. This is the challenge that we have. I mean, this has been, you know, we said the other day that basically Barack Obama got 12 years. You know, he got four, you know, he's got the eight plus four, right? And people are talking about Trump. Well, we got to give Trump 4 years. I say, no, you got to give conservatives 12 years. You four with Trump and another eight. So this is why his vice president pick is so critical, because he's got to have somebody after 4 years to hand the baton on, because you know as well as I do, this isn't going to be something that you're going to clean up in 4 years. You know, you already said it's going to take 30 years, right? So there has to be a serious paradigm shift here. And the Democrats, like you said, they don't care. Right now, they're hunky-dory because they got power, they've got control, their hands on every lever, and they think they can get away with murder. And because they're getting away with everything right now. But look what happened. You know, it's not that you don't have to go that far back in history to your point. Is this thing will come back and haunt them, just like Harry Reid, when Harry Reid decided, hey, we're going to go nuclear. Well, look what happened.
Right.
You got three conservative judges on the Supreme Court and the reversal, you know, of Roe v. Wade. So this was as a result of Harry Reid. See, so these kind of nuances are, you know, forgotten on the ash heap of history. But you're exactly right. This is going to come back and bite them in one form or fashion. I have been saying for quite a while, frankly, and I thought it was going to happen in the 2020 elections, that the rot of the Democratic Party is so corrosive that it was just going to implode on them. But, you know, I had no idea, well, that we were going to be dealing with a pandemic. Or a cabal, basically a coup. They effected a coup, and what they did with the help of the FBI and government operatives is exactly what we've been doing to other nations. So probably the other nations are looking at America and go, hey, now you know how it feels, bucko. You know, when they go and they do a regime change, right?
Well, you know, to elaborate on your point there, I always say that the Democrats and Republicans are fortunate they have one another for opposition, because if they had competent opposition, they'd get wiped out. Only the Republicans could turn 2022 into a very modest victory. Any competent political party would have wiped the Democrats off the map. But the problem is that the Republican establishment despises its base voters. And so they both parties are losing. They're losing adherence. People are becoming independent because nobody trusts either one of them.
Exactly.
And that's the real problem.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, all and look at what it produces. You know, the three-letter agencies of our government, people have lost trust with them. And you can't blame them, Daniel Street. I'm telling you.
No.
Daniel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and for coming on. He's the author at Daniel R. Street's Fake News Exposed. Thank you for exposing the fake news, Daniel. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. Recent polling from Quinnipiac University finds most American voters think Donald Trump either did something illegal or at least unethical in the New York hush money case. Voters were polled about Trump's criminal trial connected to charges of falsifying business records. 46% believe the former president did something illegal, while 27% believe he did something unethical but not illegal. 18% believe he did not do anything wrong. The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation now proceeds to the state Senate, where it is expected to be approved early next month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
With America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch joining us as usual. Always good to have DeRoy here, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor, National Review Online. DeRoy, how are you?
Not so bad, Bill. How about you?
Well, like you, I'm kind of shocked. I don't know why I'm shocked, but watching the scenes in New York, as you write about, it's beginning to look a lot like 1938. The environment at Columbia University is absolutely dreadful, and it is, I guess, either following the lead or setting the lead in temperament of universities across the country right now.
Yeah, it really is, and this is just a horrifying set of circumstances at Columbia, Yale, NYU, MIT, lots of these elite schools, as you mentioned, have a piece in the American Spectator, and as you say, the headline is, it's beginning to look a lot like 1938, and you've got Jewish students who are quite terrified. They are hiding their Stars of David. A lot of them are not wearing their yarmulkes. If they do, they get yelled at, they get called names. People scream, we are Hamas pig. Go back to Poland. My God, what a horrifying comment to say to Jews. Of course, we all know what happened in Poland to Jews in the 1940s under the Nazis. And these situations got so bad that the Orthodox rabbi at Columbia recommended that Jewish students just go home until things get better. And to have this happen.
And this is graduation week, right? I mean, not quite exact, but I mean, this is their last week of school. And so you're telling them.
Going into finals, I think, probably. gone pretty soon, and then graduation not long after that. The school is completely knuckled under. Rather than tell these people, look, you know, our Jewish students are threatened. This is completely inappropriate. It's a violation of their civil rights. They set a deadline for these tents and whatnot to be abandoned and taken down midnight on Tuesday going into Wednesday. That they did nothing about it. Now they extended the deadline even further. So it's just capitulation after capitulation. And, of course, that just emboldens the bad guys to carry on at Columbia and elsewhere. So it's a very grim situation. And, you know, to have this happen in the United States of America, in New York City, on Manhattan Island, I mean, if Jews are not safe on Manhattan Island in the United States of America, this is a truly, truly appalling situation. I mean, New York City has the second biggest population of Jews in the world after Israel. And nowhere else other than Israel and New York City, Jews ought to be safe. I don't know, you know, if that's not the case, then it's just an unprecedented, truly horrifying situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened about being safe in America? Because we're the land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, all that's been turned on its head. And here, you know, we were so sensitized because of hate speech and all that. I mean, it's no holds barred now. And somehow there's acceptance of, you know, Palestinians blocking roads, interrupting, you know, commerce, these things that are against the law. But see, this is what happens when leadership leaves town. You know, Joe Biden's missing in action, the leadership of the universities. This isn't the kind of response, you know, that Ronald Reagan did when there was disruption. I mean, he was very quick to the point. He understood how they crossed the line. And there wasn't a big debate, right? I mean, it was a black and white decision. But here in this fuzzy, you know, oh, my feelings, pronoun sensitive world we live in, everything's gray and up for debate.
Well, it is in this circumstance, but imagine the circumstances were different. Barry Weiss wrote a piece for the Free Press, and she said, imagine that black students at Columbia were taunted, go back to Africa. Imagine a gay student had been surrounded by homophobic protesters and hit with a stick, like the young lady at Yale University who's Jewish who got a Palestinian flag poked in her eye. The flag stick poked in her eye. She had to go to the hospital for that. Or if the campus imam told Muslim students at Columbia they have to head home during Ramadan because public safety could not be guaranteed for them on campus. The FBI would be on campus. The National Guard would be called in. You'd probably see the entire Columbia University surrounded by police and troops and so on and so on. But since they're just Jews, they're mere Jews, only Jews, who cares? So what? It's okay to run roughshod over their rights. And there's this you know, hand-wringing and search for context and putting everything into some sort of a, you know, broader meaning and all that. If this were happening to black kids, they'd be on it like that, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they're Jewish, so I guess they're part of the oppressor class, so it's okay for them to suffer. It really is appalling, disgusting, high-level toleration for anti-Semitism, which I wouldn't expect to see in this country, but here we are today.
Is this a wake-up call for our country?
I think it is, you know, you know, this is being done in Democrat cities. It's being done under a Democrat president, and the response that I've seen from Democrats from the left has just been, you know, not terribly energetic, kind of ho-hum, whatever. And you have seen Speaker Johnson, House Speaker Johnson's Republican. His plan is to go up and meet with the Jewish students. I think I hope Donald J. Trump does the same thing. Joe Biden has been very quiet about this. He's had almost nothing to say about it. You know, he ought to be leading the charge and saying, this is not how we treat our fellow Americans. This is not how we treat our Jewish brothers and sisters. This is totally inappropriate. And by the way, if any of the people on campus at Columbia and elsewhere who are waving Hamas flags, which, by the way, is a terrorist organization, if they are not American citizens and they're visiting here from another country on student visas or work visas or whatever, the visas will be revoked. They will be deported at once, and they can look forward to airplane rides to the nearest airport and one-way tickets out of the United States of America before dusk. That's what leadership should look like. Taking a look at the 501c3 tax-exempt status of Columbia, Yale, and these other universities, if they're going to permit anti-Semitism and terrorization of their students. You know, I think we ought to take a look at whether they'd be receiving tax subsidies and things like research grants and whatnot with our federal tax dollars. And that's what they ought to be doing. But I see nothing of the sort from Biden and company, because the Democrats are desperate to win Dearborn, Michigan, and therefore win the state of Michigan and get back in the White House. So they will basically overlook, you know, kind of shrug their shoulders at anti-Semitism in the hope that Arabs and Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan will be impressed and help send Joe Biden back to the White House. That's cynical, appalling, and disgusting. But I guess this is what we expect from the president who's supposed to bring us all back together and restore normalcy in the United States of America.
Yeah, maybe somebody should ask him, what do you mean by unified?
Yeah, it's not looking so unified, is it?
No, not exactly. But the other thing is that, you see, on just even at first blush, though, DeRoy, they've identified troublemakers, you know, people that don't even attend these universities. They're there to rabble things up and create all kinds of conflict and discontent. And that to me, that's an easy net to throw and get them out of there right away. I mean, because they have their vested interest. I mean, they didn't pay $60,000 last year to attend the campus. They're just there causing trouble, and they're getting in the way of these students who have, you know, either paid their own hard-earned money or signed a due bill, which maybe Biden will forgive that one, too. I don't know. But regardless... these outsiders have no business being on the campus. They need to be, you know, captured and sent their merry way and get them out of there.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, it does seem that there are some outside agitators stirring the pots in New York and elsewhere. I know the NYPD is trying to figure out who these people are. Some of them are students, some of them are apparently not. Who's paying for all this stuff? They're left-wing organizations. I believe one of them is called Muslims for Palestine, American Muslims for Palestine. There's something called the Westchester, I think it's called the Westchester Foundation, that's put up a ton of money. Surprise, surprise, George Soros' money is gone. A lot of these groups that are creating a lot of this pro-Hamas terror, he's put up at least $650,000 to support these groups. I mean, you look at almost anything that goes wrong in America, you're going to find George Soros' fingerprints all over them.
Exactly.
And this is the case here again. And by the way, Hamas, there's recent reports that Hamas itself has been working with some of these activists in this country. And if you have Hamas is a terrorist organization, they're not just a bunch of people with, you know, hot tempers. This is an actual terrorist organization funded by and collaborating with the state of the Islamic State of Iran. And if you're in cahoots with them, that is a terrorist group. You're providing aid, comfort, and material support to terrorist groups. And that should be, that is against the law. The FBI should be all over this. And if American citizens are doing this, they ought to be prosecuted. And if they're foreign citizens, they ought to be deported at once.
Yeah, very simply. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Roy Murdaugh continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, one story that's kind of, you know, out of New York that's been quieted down because I guess the trial isn't going to happen until October, but I just wanted to get your read on this, the Daniel Penny case. I guess he's going to stand trial in October. Of course, this is the former Marine who saved a lot of people's life in the subway. I just think it's unjust the way they've gone after him.
It is, and I think it will come out in testimony in the trial that this wasn't some, you know, the narrative that the left likes to present was just some racist white guy who decided to be kind of fun to get a black guy to choke hold and, you know, cut off his option to kill him just like as recreationally or something like that. And the reason this was happening is that the homeless guy, who I think had quite the rap sheet, if I remember correctly,
was
making all sorts of threatening comments and terrorizing people on the subway. And somebody stepped forth thinking this guy could be violent, he could open up and he could pounce on somebody and beat somebody, possibly whip out a knife or a gun and kill somebody. And he stepped forward and put this guy in a chokehold, hoping essentially to neutralize him until the cops showed up. Unfortunately, I don't think this was intentional. He squeezed too hard, and I guess the perpetrator asphyxiated and died. But I think the testimony will show that a lot of people were very scared. He was scaring the hell out of these people, and he basically came forward to try to neutralize the situation. So I think the left-wing narrative, this is all some kind of a, you know, white nationalist outburst. I think that testimony will belie all of that, and that narrative will collapse once we actually hear from eyewitnesses and potential victims of the situation.
Well, New York is in scrutiny right now. I mean, you've got this case, and of course, you know, you've got the ongoing saga of one Donald Trump, as you write about in Newsmax, tried by day,
Trump should stump the Northeast at night. Huh? He's got to figure out some way. And of course, he's smart enough. He's going to he knows how to move the chess pieces, and he's going to work around it. But this has just been incredible what they have done in interfering with a free and fair election.
Well, they have, and the whole idea is pin him down in a courtroom in Manhattan, chew up his capital by making him pay legal costs, courtroom costs, that sort of thing, and embarrass him and make him look like a crook, blah blah blah. I think American people know that this is political. This has nothing to do with justice. This is basically election interference, and I think the revenge he ought to get, while he has to be in the courtroom Monday through Friday, except for Wednesdays. Wednesdays they won't meet, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for the next, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, he's going to be in the courtroom at night. The court usually breaks up at 4:35. He had to use that opportunity to campaign elsewhere in New York City. He had that tremendous visit to a bodega in Harlem where he was cheered on. People yelled. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Four more years, we want Trump. They sang the Star Spangled Banner, USA, USA, all this sort of thing. Trump ought to go visit up in Harlem, the Harlem Educational Activities Fund, which works with at-risk, low-income kids. 100% of those poor kids, mainly minority kids, graduate high school when they go through this after-school program. He ought to point to that as a great example of private sector minority uplift. He ought to go to Brooklyn, go to the Chabad Lubavitch headquarters, which is an Orthodox Jewish facility, and show his support for Israel and his solidarity with the Jewish people. He ought to go out to Long Island and meet with the victims in Nassau and Suffolk County of MS-13, which is run rampant through that area. Many of these have been illegal aliens who've killed people in Long Island, including beheading people. I think he'd have a very good sort of roundtable discussion with the victims and survivors of this illegal alien crime. I'd point out this is yet another example of Biden's border bloodbath. He also can get on his helicopter and go to places like Philadelphia. He can go to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which has 19 electoral votes, and meet with suburban families and talk about things like how to lower crime, how to put an end to all of this squatter kind of situation that's been going on. He can take his plane, go up to New Hampshire, which is also a bit swingy, and talk to Granite State voters there. And he can do all of this, I think, in, campaign in the evening at night, get back, midnight, 1 o'clock. He doesn't need a lot of sleep, get a good night's
that's
sleep,
right,
and then go back to court and, resume the persecution. So, and of course, if he's doing this every night, it's going to be so much of a contrast to Biden, who almost never leaves the White House, except to go to his beach house in Delaware. So people will see Biden not doing very much, and then Trump basically being tortured all day long and then campaigning every night. And I think it'll add to the reality that this is a very focused, high-energy, motivated individual, the kind of person who will be, once again, I hope, a strong leader of the United States of America.
Exactly. Well, by contrast, as you say, this week, Biden did get out. He came to my state of Florida, and I love what he said. He says, folks, in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. This was during a stop in Florida. He says, how many times does he have to prove that we can't be trusted? He actually said this.
What a funny comment. Yeah, you hear these things that Biden says, and, you wonder if it's better for him to go out and campaign and show his face, or if it's better for him to keep his mouth shut and, stay in the basement in Delaware or stay in the White House residence.
Here he is meddling in the Middle East with Hamas and Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. What's going on? And he didn't even know the difference between Haifa and Rafah.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
exactly.
You want that commander-in-chief in charge.
Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who, compare him to Donald J. Trump with the Abraham Accords. Israel had not one, not two, not three, but four different peace agreements with Morocco, with Sudan, with Bahrain, and I believe the United Arab Emirates, if I remember those correctly. Mm-hmm. Peace was breaking out across the Middle East, and if Trump had been reelected, I think Saudi Arabia would have signed on board, and essentially the Middle East tensions would have reduced to nothing. Instead, the Middle East is on fire. You've got the war, Hamas's war in Israel, in Gaza. You've got tensions on the border with Lebanon. You've got Iranian rockets for the first time being shot out of Iran's actual territory. into Israel. Thank God the Israelis, with our help, were able to knock down 99% of those 350 missiles and drones and whatnot. Mm. The Red Sea has got ships being attacked by Houthi drones. The Houthis, of course, are controlled by Iran. You know, this is not the situation when you know, wild, crazy, out of control Trump was there. But instead, we have nice guy Joe Biden, and the nice guy is not respected or feared by anybody. So they're just doing whatever they want, and tensions and chaos are just erupting all around the planet Earth.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we're sending $60 billion to Ukraine just for fun.
Well, you know that Biden signed this foreign aid bill, $60 billion to Ukraine, I think $19 billion to Israel. Absolutely nothing for the U.S. border. And there's a huge failure on the part of House Speaker Mike Johnson. I mean, he doesn't seem to understand that what the House should do in split government is pass this conservative bill, a bill as they can. The Democrats can pass whatever they want in the Senate, and then you go to a conference committee. Remember that phrase, Bill, conference committee?
Right, exactly.
And you compromise. And, you know, it's the result will be what's called a conference report, which will not be as right-wing as you and I would like, but it's not going to be as left-wing as Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden would like. And you have a somewhat centrist piece of legislation, and then both houses vote on that again. And if it passes, then President Biden passed or signed something, which has got some of the stuff he wants, but it's also going to have some of the stuff we want. And what, I guess, Speaker Johnson doesn't understand this, and his idea as well. We don't control the Senate, so we'll just take whatever bill Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden want, and we'll just pass it here in the Republican House and make it easy on everybody. This is ridiculous, absurd, and that's how this has not one single dollar, $95 billion for everyone else around the world, not $1 for U.S. border security, not even $100 to buy some sunblock for the Border Patrol so they don't get sunburned while they're trying to keep the illegal aliens under control. Nothing. There's Zippo in there. And to see the House Speaker roll over and play dead while Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden get everything they want is extremely demoralizing and maddening and hugely frustrating for yours truly. And I think every conservative Republican and probably a lot of non-conservatives and Republicans across the country.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's no doubt, DeRoy, and we've talked about this before, that there needs to be a major cleanup here. And it's not going to happen in 4 years of Trump. I think what the mantra needs to be is 12 years. Trump needs to get the right vice president in play that will be able to assume the mantle of, if Barack Obama fundamentally transformed America, and he's getting, in a sense, 12 years, because he got eight, he's got four with Biden, then we need to have 12 years and think of 12 years of, you know, we're gonna fundamentally turn America back to its constitutional roots. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 years to untransform America. I like that.
Right, exactly.
Untransform us and go back to where we were before. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think Tim Scott would make a great vice president on a number of levels. I think that he will help energize black votes, which will help the, I hope, Trump-Scott ticket get elected. And he's young enough at age, I think, 48, 49, 50, something like that, to serve for vice president for 4 years. And then once Trump wraps up, because he'll only do two terms, run on his own and be the GOP nominee. And I hope serve, as you say, at least 4, if not 8 years in the White House and clean this place up, because it's just a complete wreck economically in terms of the deep state being more aggressive than ever, the legal system being weaponized against conservatives. We now have a two-track justice system where Democrats and the left pretty much do whatever they want, get away with it. And if you're conservative or on the right, you know, you can look forward to bring your pillow and get ready to go to jail for a few years for all sorts of stuff that the Democrats do. And, you know, they get book deals and TV contracts. We get jail sentences. So there's a whole lot of cleanup, you know, on aisles 1 through 100. And having, I think, a Trump-Scott ticket gives us the opportunity, as you say, to have 12 years to untransform America and reverse the damage that Obama and Biden have done in their 12 years.
Spot on. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.